Good morning, Clayton. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Where are you from in Australia?
I am from Adelaide. I was born and raised there, and I started playing music there and did, the rounds, started playing in blues bands from like about 14 or so. I was very into like the Muddy Waters kind of sound and started playing blues piano with a few bands, mainly a guy called Greg Baker, and he was up in the Adelaide Hills. I used to play around there quite a bit. Parents would drive me to gigs when I was underage and played around that circuit. And then I got a bit older, like during my later years in high school. I was playing in a soul band, moved to Hammond organ and played around sort of more the inner city clubs. And then sort of about when I was 18, I just finished school and we'd opened for a band called the Bondi Cigars a few times, and they were going through a bit of a lineup change and they asked me to join them. So I moved to Sydney to join them. And then, I've been in Sydney probably like 30 years now. I've sort of lived overseas a couple of times, but
Is the Hammond organ your preferred instrument?
Probably it's the one I'm most comfortable playing, but I like to play all keyboards, especially vintage keyboards. Yeah, but Hammond organ is sort of like my natural voice, so I guess you would say.
Now, you mentioned blues music, and you have certainly been associated with people like Joe Bonamassa. I'm a kind of big fan of his.
Well, I've never played in Joe's band, but we have worked on a few recordings together, which has been pretty exciting. He's a busy man. He tours the world all the time, and he's sort of managed to find a few weeks to come to Australia, and we got to hang out in the studio and make some nice recordings. It was great. He was, like he's a big star, but when he's around us, he was just, one of the boys making music, doing what he loves. Doing what we all love. Yeah, it was great.
What bands have you played in? I mean, you've had your own bands.
Always had my own bands. It's sort of like you have to try and strike a happy medium between working, with other people and working on your own projects. So I've over the years, like I've played in a lot of blues bands and some rock acts. Been playing with Jimmy Barnes for probably 20 years. And through that time, I've played with Billy Thorpe and Renee Geyer and the Divine. Touring the US guys, I'd often, in my younger days when I was playing in the Mighty Reapers, we were sort of like the backing band for a lot of the US guys that would come out, Big J. McNeely and Hubert Sumlin and Louisiana Red, Mojo Buford, people like that. Can't think of
You
them off the top of my head, but those guys.
ventured in around the country music world as well.
Been playing not so much live, but I've been playing on country records for ever since I moved to Sydney, really. I got involved in that sort of scene, like just a couple of producers that do everything. And then once you if you get in with one of those producers, they call you for all the artists that they're working with. So I've played on lots of records over the years. There was a little period there when the Australian dollar and the US dollar were very similar, and then basically all the sessions went to America. The Nashville guys did all the Australian country acts, and then the dollar went back to its normal state, lower than the US dollar. And then I started getting the calls again.
Is there much recording, particularly of the backing music in America, with the vocals being put on in Australia?
Yeah, that happens a lot. I think just the whole nature of the recording has become a lot more remote now. I prefer to be in a room with a bunch of people myself, but it's just the way it is now that you do a lot of stuff from home, have a small studio set up, and people will send you files and you send them back, and it can be just down the road or it can be on the other side of the world.
You've had bands of your own as well.
Yeah, I have a few different things on the go most of the time. I've got like a instrumental jazz kind of loungy sort of thing. Then I've got my vocal, original vocal kind of New Orleans, Memphis soul type thing. And I've had like some psychedelic rock things in the past. And yeah, I've always got something on the go. Always a project, a few recordings I'm working on. I'd like to keep busy with all that sort of stuff.
You're doing some of your own personal releases as well.
Yeah, that's right. I've got a few albums. So probably five I've done over the years. So I used to have a band with my brother called The Hands. We recorded two albums. I think you can find them on Spotify probably, but they're all on my Bandcamp. And then there's that instrumental psychedelic one that I was telling you about. That's called Clayton Dolley's Organ Donors. Then there's my Desperate Times album, which is just under my name, but it's sort of like an organ trio. And then there's the Bayou Billabong album, which is sort of my current kind of gigging band, sort of a kind of a large band with a four-piece horn section, BVs and all that sort of stuff. It's kind of a New Orleans soul-y sort of thing. And then I've got another organ trio with Ray Beadle and Andrew Dickerson. That's pretty fun. I haven't played that much, but we do a little bit, one every couple of months kind of thing. That's always good fun. There's an album out, Twisted Blues, that one's called. Yeah, and then I've got a couple of albums in the works at the moment of original music. Hopefully get some out in the next year, in the new year.
You've done some musical directing on television as well, haven't you?
Yeah, not for a while now, but I was doing with the Good News Week people. They often have shows going. I was doing one called The Sideshow, which Paul McDermott was the host. We had a good run on the ABC. That was great. We just had special guests every week, and there were lots of comedy acts, and then there were the music acts, of course, which I would be working with. We had a good band. In fact, most of the band are actually in my current band right now, in the Bayou Billabong band.
And what are you working on at the moment?
Well, at the moment, so I've got actually three albums I'm working on right now that I'm just finished. One is completely finished, which is I guess it's mainly a blues. You would have to call it a blues album probably, but there's a little bit of other, there's couple of reggae songs, a ballad, and yes, sort of some kind of soul elements to it, but I guess it's pretty much a blues album. That album's called Optimistic, and I'm just working on the album cover today. That'll be the first one ready. And then there's another one, which is a pretty much straight ahead jazz, like swing organ trio album. And I'm thinking that one should be ready next year. And then there's another one, which is a much more soulful, funky album. And I'm not sure when that'll be done. I haven't finished it yet. The beds are recorded for that one. I've got to still put like a string section on it and a horn section, a few other things to tidy up. But yeah, there's quite a lot of new music. I write a lot of songs. That's the trouble. And then it takes it's one thing to write them, and then you've got to do something with them. You've got to record them and, get them to a polished state. So that's sort of where I'm up to at the moment, just polishing them up.
Clayton, thank you for talking. It's been good.
Yeah, it's lovely to talk to you.
About something so precious, it leaves me breathless. Beauty's infectious. Can we be so cavalier? This is a last frontier. Persevere, don't live in fear. It doesn't need to be that bitter, even in the harshest winter. Behold, there's no need for anyone to shiver. The universe delivers love and warmth to us all. We've reached the threshold. It's time to be bold. Take off the blindfold. Take control. Can we be so cavalier? This is the last frontier. We need to persevere and not live in fear.
This world can be so cold.
So need to be that bitter, even in the harshest winter. There's no need for anyone to shiver. The universe delivers love and warmth to us all. It's time to use our intuition. We need to make the right decisions. Don't wanna be history's villain. Doesn't need to be that bitter, even in the harshest winter. Behold, there's no need for anyone to shiver. The universe delivers.
This world can be so cold,
but it doesn't need to be that bitter, even in the harshest winter. No need for anyone to shiver. The universe delivers love and warmth to us all. Harshest winter. Behold, there's no need for anyone to shiver. The universe delivers.
This world can be so cold.
So cold, but it doesn't need to be that bitter, even in the harshest winter. Behold, there's no need for anyone to shiver. Delivers love and warmth to us all.